For those who don't know my story, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with Tourette's and I was on medication for almost 10 years. When I was 21, I learned something called The Secret and I came off the medication overnight against everyone telling me to stay on it, and I had a spiritual awakening. I meditated for 3 weeks straight and my Tourette's disappeared, and I created the podcast to simply preach about everything that most people have in their head but no one ever speaks about, which is what the twitching was. It was too many thoughts inside my head, and now I have a platform where I can speak to people and they can get out what's in their head. So if I could ask and ask a favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we are all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have. Right, so I'm about to do another podcast. He's going to be joining now. Just trying to get him on. Any minute now, he'll be joining. Right, press join as a guest and then I'll get you in. Right hand side it should be. Right, cool, we're good to go. Right. Any minute now, gotta wait 3 seconds and then you're on. Right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Right, so I briefly looked at your Instagram and saw you in bed talking about you changing your name to Art Tourist, right? When you had the flu, and I want to know, what was the epiphany / awakening that made you do that, and what does that name actually mean?
Yeah, so I felt for a few days, 2-3 days, that every thought I had was magnified and slowed down, and I was sick. I was alone in an apartment in Brooklyn, New York, and this, you know, sometimes when you're sick, you feel weird or have like weird dreams. So it's kind of a feeling like that. I was feeling very different than my usual self. And you know, I went to like the doctor, got tested. I thought maybe positively for the flu, so okay. And but I felt like every thought I had was slowed down, and as if some alien and intelligent civilization was speaking to me. That's really what it felt like. And you know, it wasn't a usual thing for me. That's not typically my norm. And then I was reading a book that is called Becoming with a Q. It's about a couple and their spiritual journey. And in the book, the woman tells a story of how she changed her name. Her friend looked at her and said, "Hey, your name, Melinda, doesn't really belong to you. Do you know that?" And like, she's like, "Yeah, I agree with you." And her friend said, "Oh, I have a new name for you. Do you want me to let you know?" She's like, "Yeah, sure." And she said, like, "Yeah, this is perfect. I love this name for me." And as I'm reading this in the book, while I'm going through this experience of being sick, supposedly the flu, and having this feeling like this alien civilization is communicating with me, it happened very subtly. But as I'm reading that part in her book, I'm all of a sudden like us is Arcturus. And when it happened, my given name is Daniel. My whole life, my name was Daniel. Daniel Ross is my last name. But when this new name came for me, it kind of occurred to me as like a given. It wasn't even something like I had to question maybe like the cortex or the part of my mind that kind of like analyzes things and thinks. It wasn't like I wasn't hyper analyzing. I just kind of, it felt so effortless to accept that this is my new name. And the truth is, 10 years ago, when I was philosophizing with friends of mine who we used to break everything apart and analyze the world and talk about what's going on. So, years ago, I had said to my philosopher friend something like, why do we even have names? And like, why does one sound frequency define a human for their whole life? And if we want to have choice, shouldn't we have choice over our own sound frequency that defines us? Isn't it kind of interesting that other humans, namely our parents, who we usually mostly love, and they give us this name that we have, and it's in many ways that's a part of our destiny. So in light of like having more agency and more choice, I think it totally made sense to me that this new name came for me. But there's even more I can say about it. Like in Burning Man, I don't know if you've heard about Burning Man. I don't know if your listener, probably you have, and your listeners and the audience, whoever's listening to this, has been to Burning Man or has heard about the Burning Man movement. Man name, or it's called apply a name. So everybody kind of, you either get a nickname or you make up a name for yourself, or your name magically unfolds from the ether or is given to you in some unique way. And many people there have like their own unique name. And I never, for the past 10 years, I had never had a unique client name. My name was always Daniel or Danny. A believer in the Burning Man movement and for the reasons about choice and agency. But the truth is, the name came in like a really subtle way, and it was so obvious that, like, yeah, okay, that's my new name. So that's how it happened.
What came to me when you said that is obviously when we speak vibrations and sound frequencies and words to plant and water, it absorbs that vibration and it changes the cellular structure of the plant or the water. So let's just say that somebody's called Love You, right? The frequencies of Love You provenly make cells blossom and grow. So imagine you've got a child and you just say, Love you, love you, love you. You're going to constantly be charging that child with positive energy. They go to school, everyone's calling them love you, love you, love you. Let's just say they're a rock star and they're in a stadium with thousands of people all shouting, Love you, love you. So this one object person being charged by frequencies of really high positive vibrations, and those frequencies are called love you. Now imagine you've got somebody called like, imagine cunt is a very negative, low vibrational sound. Let's say similar word to cunt is James Blunt, right? Let's just say you're called Blunt or whatever. So now you've got everyone at school say, Blunt, come here, Blunt. And the parents are like, Blunt, you didn't do this. Blunt, dinner's ready. Blunt, blunt, blunt. You're basically calling that person cunt. And if you call a plant a cunt or rice cunt or water cunt, it's going to absorb that frequency and basically self-destruct. So now imagine you've got somebody with a low frequency name being called that name their whole life versus somebody who's called Love You being called that name their whole life. You can imagine under a microscope, the cellular structure of each person is going to be significantly different, surely. If what you've said is accurate, which it is, and it makes perfect sense.
Yes, yeah, the universe is all vibration. All the energies around us and matter itself is a unique way in which energy vibrates. And the intention and the words we put behind things matter. And funny, the first example you gave was love you, love you. And one of the couples that I'd been to Burning Man with, they actually named their daughter Love, and she's probably 9 or 10 years old by now. So there's, I know someone who her name is Love for exactly the reasons you mentioned. And it's amazing how much we wish the world all at once, all humans at the same time understood that the frequency we emit is so much influences reality. And imagine the whole world together at the same time was living in the love frequency. So, anyways, I love to imagine beautiful, bright futures, especially when everyone is a part of it. And yeah, curious what else you want to talk about and what is our purpose here now in this conversation?
Yeah, so at school there was always like two people called Daniel. Actually, I had two people in my year called Daniel. They were best friends, right? Daniel and Daniel. And there was two Rebeccas, Rebecca and Rebecca. And if we're talking about how frequencies will always attract the same, you've got the frequency of Daniel attracting the frequency of another Daniel. Now you could say, who called that person Daniel? It's the parents, which means the parents would have been collectively as father and mother vibrating on a frequency match where they both agreed the name of Daniel, right? And then they called their child Daniel, and then Daniel lived his life. The other person who called their child Daniel would have had a duplicate of two parents choosing to call their child Daniel as opposed to Tom, Barry, Robert, or James. And why did those two parents agree on Daniel? Because their two parents would have been a certain frequency, which matched the frequency of the partner's parents, because they've got to be the same energy in order to be together. So now you've got like this grandparent structure vibration similar, the structure below of the two parents similar, calling their child Daniel similar. All the energies have to align, 7 7 5 5 2 2. And what was I gonna say? You could say Daniel, and I'm sure you'll agree, is a very common name. And you could argue that the more common a name is, the more it's come from common people, just your usual normal people in life. And they're in an office full of John, Jack, Daniel, Robert, the usual names, right? And then you could say you've got higher frequencies who call their children Love or Articus or Hope or India or Blossom or Butterfly. Now, why would somebody call their kids those unstereotypical names as opposed to the usual names, Daniel, Robert, John, Dave, William? It's because they're in a high frequency and know something that the average person who just calls their child Tom doesn't know. So in regards to the running Burning Men, the Burning Men people that called their child Love, they made a conscious decision to call their child Love. Those two partners, mother and father, chose to amicably agree to call their child Love as opposed to calling it Rebecca, which means they're in a similar vibration. Now, in order for them to have that mindset, you could say that their parents may have been a similar type of energy. I know, for example, I've got a hippie friend. The mum's really hippie. Now, she may have just a normal name, but she's very hippie, and she chose to call her child, for example, Blossom. Now that person has got a unique name, Blossom. Why the hell would you call her child Julie? No, she's going to be even more creative. And these days, there's so many creative names these days. Like, scrap all these Rebecca and Jessica names. There's literally, as you say, Love, Hope, door handle, hashtag, twerk, fucking Twitter. Call your child what you want. And that person called Blossom is obviously going to call her child some unique name, probably more unique than Blossom, call it, I don't know, geranium, like a plant, right? A nice green plant that flowers. Rather than blossom, I'm going to call it a geranium because a geranium's got roots and leaves and more flowers. And so now that name has a symbol of high vibration as opposed to just Tom.
Wow, yeah. So I feel like, and you touched upon the parents naming their child and their children, and most of us, right, 99.99% of us were named by our parents. And I feel like all the sounds in the universe and all the words that are spoken feel like they come from some higher spiritual order, and everything feels exact. And so, you know, my given name, Daniel, is a name that thousands of years ago was, it meant in Hebrew, the origin of Daniel means judged by God, right? Or God is my judge. And funnily enough, when I spent some time in Peru doing ayahuasca, my friend Dana was there, and named Dana. I have a cousin named Dana, but this Dana that was with us is actually Irish. And so I was expressing to her the name of Daniel, or in Hebrew, Daniel, and how similar our names are. Dana in Hebrew is Dana, same root. It means to judge. And she said, oh, no, but in Gaelic, I think she said in Gaelic, so basically in Ireland, the root Dana means joy. And so these sounds might have different meanings in different languages. And here we are, humans, with, you know, there's like 220 countries or something, that there's, I don't know how many languages, right? But there's lots of different languages. And like different sounds and frequencies might have different meanings in different countries and different cultures. However, the intentionality and emotion that we're, that can be like, that's always unique. You know, if somebody's feeling love and kind of, you know, if somebody's feeling disgust, it doesn't matter in what culture we are, we can perceive that if we're in person with someone. You know, and you touched upon the parents again. I feel like the parents have such a big influence on us, on our vibration, on the words we think and what we think is important, on our goals. And, you know, it's also true that the names that we have, and even if, you know, spiritual people who receive like a new name, kind of like I did, I received this new name, Arcturus, for myself. And whether you're spiritual or not, it might happen to you. These names, you know, they can come from God or from spirits, from like another dimension, right? And it's, so sometimes these names and these frequencies, we bring them in with intention, intentionally saying, I'm going to name somebody love, or I want to use the word hope. And sometimes like a name will come up for us like seemingly out of the ether. And I find that there's a spiritual connection. There's some thread to how everything is kind of weaved together. I'll give you a random example that almost doesn't have to do with any of this, but somehow it's related. Like literally 10, 15 minutes before we hopped on, my soulmate sent me a text, and she's like, yeah, I've been sleeping so late. And I replied back to her jokingly, siesta girl. And then right after that, I randomly in my mind, it came up the two words siesta fiesta. So I texted her siesta fiesta. And she's like, I just was out at a restaurant and like they said, let me see exactly what she said. She's like, and they, She's like, I asked for patatas bravas, and they asked me, did you mean patata fiesta? I'm like, what are the odds that like in the same like 10, 20-minute span, we both had the word fiesta come up for us? But it reminds me like when we met, when Gabriella and I met about 8 months ago, the second time that we met, with an hour into us being together, the word soulmate came up in my mind, and I was thinking, like, don't say that to her right now, because like you just met her. This is only your second time hanging out. It's like 1 hour into hanging out the second time, like, but it kept coming up in my mind, soulmate. I finally just said to her, hey, like, I feel like that you're like my soulmate. And she said, oh my God, I just told my sister earlier today, I'm going to hang out with my soulmate. So like the way words and ideas are interrelated with humans, like there's some magic there that we're still discovering, you know?
Yeah, that's magical. And the person that I'm seeing, I was gonna get some pancakes along the way, so we can pancakes, blueberries and banana and syrup, and for whatever reason I didn't. I just didn't. It didn't line up. I didn't go to the shop. I was busy, blah 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 blah, right? I get to her house, and she shows me that she's got some pancakes and that she went to the shop and they were a juice. And I was like, fucking hell, I was going to get those. But more importantly, I didn't get those. And there's a reason, because you have pancakes. And again, this stuff happens all the time where you're entwined. You're thinking the same frequencies and you don't even realize. In real time, you're emitting the same frequencies. Fiesta, fiesta, pancakes, pancakes. I mean, happens so often, I can't recall the other story that I'd want to. It just happens. But even like, I asked the universe for new podcast guests, and all of a sudden all these companies are flooding my inbox with, I've got this guest, I've got this guest. And I know just to say yes, because I trust the universe will bring me exactly the thing that I want. And just guest after guest. And it's like you forget the fact that you asked. You forget the fact that you know this stuff, like frequencies. And think about, we're so connected to our parents. Obviously our parents had a reason why they chose that name. Let's just say our parents loved, let's say my name's Oliver, so let's say my mum loved Oliver Twist. He has a connection to Oliver Twist, calls me Oliver. I'm now very strongly connected to my mum's energy. Every thought that she's thinking, good chance that I'm going to be picking that up. At the dinner table the other day, she was sat up, that sat next to me. We were in silence. I said to her, I wonder what Lauren's doing today. She just said, I'm just thinking that right now. And my sister was on the couch with my mum on her Instagram. My mum was on Instagram. And they're both looking at a spa day individually, not even like looking at each other's phones, completely opposite end of the couch. And my sister said, I'm thinking about this place for a spa day. And my mum shows her the phone and says, I'm looking at the same fucking spa. They're literally looking at the same spa at the same time. And it's like, wow, every thought is entwined. But unless you have that confirmation and you say soulmate at that time, or you say fiesta at that time, you're never going to know where that thought came from. Did you just make it up? Is it as a result? Is it a result? And the beauty is that when you just trust what's in your mind right now and say it without any fear, and know there's a reason, you'll find that it is as a result of the vibrations around you or not. If your friend's going to call you and say, let's do something, if you're thinking about him, he's thinking about you right now. Pick up that phone and call. Many times I trust that when the randomest person comes into my mind, they're thinking about me. I'll call them straight away. I won't let any time pass. I'll play a game. Someone comes into my mind, I now play a game where I have to count the seconds before I speak to them. And then see if they say, oh my God, I was just thinking, I say to them, how many seconds ago did you think about me? And they'll say, oh, about 4 or 5. And then I work out, did I think about you because you're thinking about me? Or did you think about me? And as a result, I thought about you. And I chose to call you when you didn't call me. And it's like, wow, in real time, we're all intertwined. And it's phenomenal. It really is.
Yeah, I love that. You're asking your friends, oh, did you call me? When did you think of me? 4 seconds or 5 seconds ago, trying to see who thought of who first and like how the energy is flowing. There's some magic there. I think there's something really profound in the way in which energy is flowing between humans. And right now, in this moment, I'm noticing. And also, when you were speaking, I feel excited. Your vibration is much of excitement, high energy. It feels like there's a mission. You're on a mission. I'm on a mission. We're on a mission. And I see we have right now 18 friends here with us listening. And I'm wondering, what are we doing here? What should we? And the word should, I'll qualify, it's not really the right word, but what do we want to talk about? What are we doing right now? What is the best use of our time? And I feel this sense of like mission and excitement. And yeah, what do you think? Where are we going?
Well, that's the thing you see, because I'm so in tune with the now, on the present moment. I don't plan any conversation. I don't know what to say afterwards, and I don't know what I'm gonna say. I just make it up and I say what comes through me, almost like a psychic. He's just speaking in the present moment about what's coming through to him, and he doesn't know if it makes sense. He's just saying it, and for some reason, it makes complete sense to the person who's given the reading to. So in that sense, let's say the people listening, one of them might be thinking a certain thing, which we're picking up on, and then we just think we're speaking randomly about something, and then actually we're speaking about that other person because they've observed us. So quantum physics, they've changed the energy of us. They've collapsed the energy. They've observed us. So we're talking about something different. Whereas if they weren't observing us, I might just be looking in my bedroom and talking about how the leaf is drooping and how this morning before I watered it, it was drooping and now I've watered it, it stood up tall. And as I say this, somebody might be watering their plant and realizing the same thing, that their plant always droops when it gets dry and it sprouts up when it gets tall. So again, I look at life as a square box, and in the box is just loads of dots. It's all connected. So, when one dot over there does something, it affects the dot over there. And let's just say you're in a lift with five people, somebody farts, you're all going to smell it. That's how I see energy and people. Every time somebody thinks something, it's all connected. I was with people today at the gym, our energies are entwined. So, whatever I'm thinking and vibrating on, it's affecting them in some form. Because we're all on the same energy.